I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
But nearly you my right. You ain't giving me my right. Nah, you can't tell me what's right. You ain't laid down.
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 He made me great. So let me be great.
I just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just who I am.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, and welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm Minister Charlene, and I'm so glad and excited to be before you today with an encouraging word. Yes, sometimes God puts on my heart to speak to the singles, but this has been laid on my heart today, and I pray that it will encourage all the listeners, for truly it has encouraged my soul today, and I thank God for the message. Hallelujah. And I just want to give God the praise. If you have a heart of expectancy, God has brought us into the room. Let's give him a praise for what is going to be said on the line tonight. Hallelujah, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah, God. We worship you. We worship you. We lift you. Hallelujah, because you're God and there's none else. Because you're God and beside you, there's no other Savior. God, we worship you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God some worship on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, whoever's heart is heavy on tonight, God, I ask God you would lift those burdens right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, whose ever hearts are sad on tonight, God, I ask you would just remove, oh, God, what's troubling them, oh, God, and comfort them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you reverence and obeisance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we want to not only give God his glory and honor and praise, but we want to give a shout out also to Pastor E. Hamilton for this precious blood bought opportunity and this precious ministry of outreach to reach souls and to encourage the body of Christ. Hallelujah for God's kingdom. Amen. Amen. As you can hear my voice, I'm excited. I'm going to try to take my time. So pray for me that God will bless me not to rush too fast in this message, but that it will have clarity, that it will make sense, and that we can apply it to our hearts and to our lives. Amen. Amen. So tonight's topic is altar access. Altar access. Amen. And the subtopic is adjust, adapt, and amend. Hallelujah. You know, I began to think about what's been going on in, you know, in my life, and God has definitely been bringing me closer to Him in prayer to seek His face. You know, sometimes people don't think you got anything going on when they don't see any manifestation. Come on, can we give God some praise? But God is working behind the scenes. He already knows what it is He has decreed and declared over our lives. Sometimes God wants us to rest in Him. Oh, yes, let me say that again. Sometimes God is trying to get us to stop stressing and have anxiety and worry about what He's going to do next and just rest in what's already finished. Hallelujah, rest in what's already done. We always hear Pastor E say that he's preparing himself for a place that is already prepared for him. God has already prepared a place for His people. Can we give Him some glory and hallelujah? God has already prepared a destined, predestined place for us. Hallelujah, to be with Him eternally. And in the process from here to then, we have to go to the altar. We have to turn our hearts to the altar and seek His face. And that is the motive for the message tonight, altar access. Hallelujah. And I want to bring it to your reflection about the Old Testament altar. Just a little FYI, some of you probably already know about it. The altar of burnt offering, also called the brazen altar. This was the outdoor altar that stood in the court of the priest between the temple and the court of Israel, where animal and bird sacrifices were offered. And also the altar of incense, also called the golden altar and inner altar, that stood inside the holy place where the veil that is by the Ark of the Covenant was, and incense was burned daily on this altar at the time of the morning and evening sacrifices. It was the most beloved. It was most beloved by God because it's symbolic of the prayer of people that are rising up to God. Hallelujah. And you also know about the Holy of Holies is where they entered into a special place where God's presence, the inner sanctuary of the tabernacle where God's presence appeared. Hallelujah. And I began to think about access versus no access. And because of Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and resurrection, and the veil was torn in two, we now have access to come to the throne of God. We now have access to come to God and to approach Him and enter to a precious place where He has given us a right to enter, to the opportunity to give us admittance to come to Him in prayer. What is comparison is if you didn't have any access at all, but God has given us access. Hallelujah. And I began to think of this scripture, Psalm 26 and 1 says, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide." I began to think about how is it that we can walk in our integrity and that we can trust in the Lord and shall not slide. And then I began to think about Psalm 26, verse 2. And it says, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart." When we're going into prayer, we're asking God to examine us, to look at us and inspect us and search out our heart and prove and test us that our motives are right. And wherever they're wrong, that He will deal with us and help us to enter in and allow Him to, my God, work those wrong things out of us. When God examines us, He's able to examine our inner intentions and desires and reasons why we're coming to the altar and reasons why we need to come to the altar. We go to the altar for God to purge us and to cleanse us from our sins, to prune us, to wash us. My God, to purify and refine us. Hallelujah. That's why we go to the altar. We go to the altar of God to repent of our sins and to confess our sins and our faults to God. And the topic is altar access. And also that subtopic, the adjusting and adapting and amending. The definition of adjusting is to alter or move something slightly in order to achieve the desired fit or appearance or result. You know, to modify, regulate, tune or fine-tune, calibrate, balance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To adapt is to make something suitable for a new use, purpose, or to modify it, like change, convert, transform, redesign, restyle, refashion, revamp, rework, redo, reconstruct, reorganize. Hallelujah. When we repent, there's some, my God, adapting happening. When we repent, there is some adjusting happening. Oh, my God. And amend, making minor changes. You know, like if you were writing a text and you would make those minor changes and you're erasing things and replacing things. But to amend, making minor changes in order to make it fairer or better, more accurate or more up to date. To revise, to edit, to rephrase, to update, to qualify, correct, redraft, or to fix. You know, we say that slang, Jesus, fix it. Oh, but he wants to fix us. He wants to create within us that clean and that right heart, that right spirit that will pray sincerely and draw near to God. James 4:8 tells us, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Earlier this week, God had put a very strong sense and presence in my spirit of great peace. I felt such a great peace. I mean, oh, my God, I was just like, wow, Lord, I didn't hear a bird chirp. It was such a great peace, and God was just, you know, giving me comfort to know that, you know, when you say, Lord, I'm giving you my burdens, I'm giving you my cares, and then you let them, you go to the altar, you give it to them, you let them have these things that are on your heart. And do you not know that as you're letting go of these things and you're trusting God with them, sometimes you don't always feel the peace, oh, my God, from glory. Sometimes instantaneously, as you are repenting, you don't see the manifestation, my God, from glory, that instantly. But I began to think, Lord, where does this peace come from? God has fought battles, come on, somebody, and is yet fighting battles on your behalf, on my behalf. And sometimes he'll allow us to, my God, sense that encouraging peace. That the battle has been won, oh, my God, that the battle we were fighting, it was raging against us, my God, that God has shown up and showed out. Sometimes I began to think, Lord, you're already fighting a battle that the enemy was already plotting. It's already done, even ahead of me. God has already fought the battle. Hallelujah. He's a man of war. He's a God who is our defense. He is our protection. When we go to the altar in prayer, we're praising God and we're worshiping him and we're thanking him for what he has already done, for what he's doing now, and for what he desires to do. My God, that altar. We have been given access to come to God. There's a scripture in the Bible I began to think about here in Acts chapter 17. Travel with me there. Verse 22 through 23. Paul was preaching in the midst of Mars Hill. Here the word says that Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. He said, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. He told them, him declare I unto you. He was letting them know, you know, you're saying this God is an unknown God, but I'm preaching to you about that very God. I'm preaching to you about, my God, the kingdom of God. I'm preaching to you, my God, hallelujah, verse 24, the God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Hallelujah. This God that we're going to pray for, he cannot be constrained, oh, my God, to a temple made with hands. How many of you can make an altar at your home? Some of you, your bed is your altar. Your sofa is your altar. Oh, my God, your carpet is your altar. Oh, you may stand at the altar. My God, but wherever you are in your spirit and your heart with God as you pray, hallelujah, that you pour out your heart to God, hallelujah, that he will receive your prayer like incense. Oh, my God, from glory. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us, pray without ceasing. Oh, yes, you can pray while you're driving. You can pray while you're working. But God's word tells us and reminds us to pray without ceasing, without stopping. God, let there be a constant prayer upon my heart. Lord, not only just for myself in being right with you and being transparent to you, my God, but prayer for my loved ones, prayer for my neighbors, prayer for the lost, pray for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When we're at the altar and God has given us access, sometimes it's not only just to repent, but also to give God some thanks. Hallelujah. Yes, thanking him for things he didn't allow to happen. Thanking him for, my God, removing the wrong relationships out of our lives. Thanking him, my God, for rest. Hallelujah. He wants us to enter into his rest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:44 says, but I say unto you, Jesus is speaking, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, yes, God has given us access to come to his altar in prayer. And he's telling us to love our enemies. When you feel that you don't love your enemies, come on, somebody. Take that to God in prayer. God, I'm having difficulty loving my enemies. Oh, my God, from glory. And he says to bless them that curse you. How quick can you bless someone who's cursing you? Oh, God, you could say, oh, and just throw it haphazardly and say, God, bless them. Oh, but God, bless them and sincerely go there with God in prayer, how God wants to bless them. And you would say, God, they're not worthy to be blessed by you. But God, bless them with a mind, oh, God, to turn to you. Bless them to realize, God, they need to repent. Bless them, God, to have ears to hear what your spirit is speaking, oh, God, for their salvation of their soul. Hallelujah. Do good to them that hate you. I don't know about you, but who wants to do good to them when you know that they hate you? Oh, but God, as we read in this scripture, that it will minister to our hearts. And in prayer, we won't, my God, kick against the prick. But God, show me how to do good to them that I know hate me or that I don't know. But God, you know how I should, my God, do good. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Has anybody out there been taken advantage of despitefully? My God, on purpose and intentionally, my God, the word here is reminding us to take them to the altar and to pray for them. My God, from glory, have you ever been persecuted, picked on, bullied? My God, slighted? My God, he says, and pray for them too, those that persecute you. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Are you praying with me? God, in the name of Jesus, bless this word. 1 Timothy 2:8 tells us, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Oh, yes, when we have been given access to God in prayer, this word is encouraging us that, my God, to not only just go to God in prayer, my God, but lift up holy hands. My God, as you're lifting up your hands before God and you're praying, my God, and you know, sometimes when you look at a little kid and they're crying because they want their mom or dad to pick them up, they have their hands up, like, pick me up, pick me up. but this is saying, listen up, holy hands, in total surrender, without wrath and without doubting, without anger, my God, without, my God, a spirit of strife or doubting or unbelief, without anger and conflict and chaos, without wrath and doubting. Hallelujah. That we lift up our hands in total surrender. Oh, God, and you don't know how God's going to, my God, make that outcome occur. You don't know how he's going to bless your enemies. You don't know how he's going to treat those that have persecuted you, my God. But as you're praying for them, God, have mercy. We're praying for the best outcome, amen? We're praying for the best outcome that God knows, my God, would be the best prayer, hallelujah, that we should be praying for our enemies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke 6:38 tells us, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. When I began to think about this scripture about giving, yes, sometimes we do look at this as giving, of giving money or giving material things, my God. But can you give somebody the benefit of the doubt? Oh, my God. When someone has wronged you and my God, hurt your feelings or crossed you, sometimes, yes, people do it and have done it deliberately. But, my God, those that ignorantly or innocently do not know that they have crushed you and crushed you and hurt you. But he said, give them the benefit of the doubt. Give the consideration to hear the conclusion of the matter. Give it and shall be given to you. When you need someone to give you the benefit of the doubt, come on, somebody. When you need someone to hear your part of the understanding of the story of where you, my God, as far as you explaining yourself and your part of the concern, if you were part of the problem, come on, somebody. Good measure. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give it to your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Are you catching this? However you, my God, whatever you give, if you give mercy, if you give love, if you give compassion, it will be given back to you again. Glory be to God. Oh, yes. If you give, it shall be given unto you. Glory. God, let's give God some praise right there. Hallelujah. There's a lot of selfishness going on. My God, help us, Lord. Break the yoke of selfishness. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 6, verse 14 and 15 says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Let's halt right there. Because this is something that Jesus is making clear. For if, that word if, you could put a circle around it. Because some people don't want to forgive men their trespasses. I can raise up my hand and confess when I didn't forgive people who trespass against me. Because it's so offensive. But he's saying here, for if you forgive men their trespasses, oh my God, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. See how the ball went back in your court? See, if you forgive. Oh, it took it to another level. Then God above, your heavenly Father, he will forgive you. Glory be to God. See, it took it to another level. Because it's you and that person. It's like they're against you. You return the favor, and you're against them too. But God is saying, forgive men their trespasses. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. And verse 15 says, but if, now come on now, let's circle that if, my God, but if, ye forgive not men their trespasses. Neither, can you say neither? It's another level. Neither will your heavenly Father, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So can you imagine all the trespasses you've committed? Oh, my God. And that you, my God, that's fresh for 2019 that you've committed? Oh, my God. Today? But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Back then, now, today, whatever. We must be mindful that Jesus is speaking here, that we do have choices. So when we go to the altar in prayer, we have been given access to take these things to God in prayer and say, Lord, it's been a rough ride for me. It's difficult for me to forgive men their trespasses, forgive sisters their trespasses. My God, to forgive those who have crossed me. But God, help me to press in and, my God, show me and help me to forgive. My God, in sincerity. Hallelujah. Because if you don't, then God won't. Oh, my God, from glory. We're going to travel to the book of Jeremiah. Come on, let's leap and let's hop on over here to Jeremiah chapter 12. Are you with me? Let's go. Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 11, 12, and 13. The word of God is saying what God is speaking through Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me. Ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I don't know about you, but how many really honestly like to go and experience the presence of the Lord? Oh, when you're worshiping and he meets you right there. Hallelujah. And you're able to pour your heart out to him. My God, and even receive his peace and receive his love for your soul, his love for your life. It's such a blessing when we enter to the presence of God and sincere worship and adoration for who he is, and he just meets us right there. My God, we feel the fire of the Holy Ghost, my God, on us, and God is just doing a miraculous work on the inside. Oh, yes. God knows the thoughts he has for us. He doesn't want us to be disgruntled. He doesn't want us to be unforgiving. He doesn't want us to hold these things in our own hearts and just clutch them to where we're not free, to where we're actually more bound than we would be free. But he's given us access to come to his altar to confess these things. These things that he sees that's troubling us. When you feel like you're going around in circles and you're saying, wow, I've seen that same mountain before. Just like the children of Israel, they went around and around. But there was one way out. And God chose to go out through the Red Sea. So there's one way out of the circle of confusion, and that is going to the altar, oh my God, and coming to God in sincere prayer before him. Oh, hallelujah. This is the will of God. Hallelujah. Concerning us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. So we just thank God that we're finding out here in Matthew chapter 5, 23 and 24. It says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembers that thy brother have aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. See, Jesus is making it clear here that if we come to the altar, we're coming to the altar in prayer, and I know, I get it, when we go to the altar and we're in the sanctuary and we're going there and we're saying, God, you know, this thing is vexing me, this thing is oppressing me, this thing is bothering me, and, or we'll bring that person to God in prayer. But God wants to deal with us where we've been wounded, where we've been hurt, where we've been slighted, and the pain and the wound and the bruise has occurred on the inside of us. And God wants to deal with that. Oh, my God, from glory. God wants to deal with the impact of the offense, with the impact of what has occurred to cause such discomfort that has caused so much oppression. But Jesus is also saying here in Matthew 5:23, he says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar. Well, you know, when we're coming to the altar and we're pouring out our heart to God and we're loving him, he wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, might, and strength. So when we're coming to God in adoration to worship him and love him like we, quote unquote, usually do, and there, remember, come on, somebody, and there, when you're getting down on your knees where you meet with God, and there, remembers right at that place of prayer, that thy brother have aught against thee. Mm. He said, leave there thy gift. Leave your worship right there. and then he said, go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come back and worship him, and then come back and offer God your gift. Oh, hallelujah. And what I'm gathering out of this is when you think about what has caused you, my God, what has caused a conflict between you and your brother, you and your sister, whoever, God have mercy. And you're worshiping God and loving on him, and the thought has come across your mind that there's something there that they have not, my God, had closure with you, or that you have not made closure with them. And God have mercy if they have passed on. But God said, when you remember it, my God, leave it there, leave that there, and because you're worshiping him, and just shift it and go to God and go to that person. If that person is still living and you can go to them, amen, praise God, and you can call them, praise God. See, there's a glitch in the system because sometimes people won't receive your call, oh my God. Sometimes people don't want to hear what you have to say when you want to bring closure and you want to make a truce and you want to make peace, oh my God. But when you've done all you can do to stand and you've done all you can do to make things right, take that same thing, oh my God, to God, hallelujah, that God, I yielded myself, I willed it myself to go and to make this right, hallelujah. And you're then able to offer God your gift of worship, my God, your gift of adoration before him. Because don't get it twisted, God sees your effort, hallelujah, he knows your heart. Oh, my God, he knows the heart of the one who is resisting, oh, my God, to make amends, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. And we're reminded to make it right. And we're reminded to let it go, to receive God's closure and return to the altar with prayers and with thanksgiving unto the Lord our God. We must adjust. We must adapt. We must amend. And when I thought about adjusting, come on, somebody, not to our benefit, come on, somebody. You can adjust and say, well, you know, I said I was sorry. Come on, somebody. The sorry wasn't good enough because you said it so, you know, so flippantly that it wasn't no meaning to it. It wasn't no love in it. Come on, somebody. Saying sorry or I apologize can be so empty if it's not, my God, wholesome. We can't adjust it and alter it to our liking. We must allow God to adjust it. Oh, my God. We must allow God to make us and mold us, to modify and regulate us and fine-tune us when we're at the altar, to balance us out and calibrate us. Come on, somebody. Are you praying with me? So that we don't appear, my God, to have the appearance of making something right. Maybe somebody is, we need, you say, oh, well, I need somebody to be a witness. But then, see, God knows the motive of that. Sometimes people want a witness to make themselves look good. But God wants to, my God, fine-tune us and regulate and make things right on the inside. Can you say on the inside? Yes, within. My God, when God, when we're at the altar and we're there to pray to God, he wants to, my God, update some things. Come on, somebody. He wants to correct some things and to fix some things. Oh, my God. He knows what's wrong. He knows how we perceive things. And if we're reflected on how we receive an apology because of, my God, a fake apology that happened in our past, if we can't even identify a true, sincere apology. Come on, somebody. God wants to make amends. Oh, glory be to God. He wants to make amends. He wants to convert us. He wants to adapt us to make something suitable for his glory. As we're saying, God, we're your sons and your daughters. Oh, yeah, okay, so let him test us and try us and prove, my God, that we're his children by him making changes within us to transform us and, my God, refashion us, revamp us, rework it, reconstruct it, reorganize. Come on, somebody. Can you say, I need a redo? Lord, make me over. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, there's so much more I want to bring into this, but I just thank God that he is allowing this message to come forth because I need it. I don't know how many of you out there need it, but can you say we all need it? We all need recalibration. We all need reorganization by the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. God said he'll bring back to our remembrance the things that he has told us. Some things he has told us, and we just put on the back burner. Oh, you know, yeah, you know, and we just disregard it, but God's trying to bring it right back to the forefront. My God, so that he can deal with us, so he can, my God, minister in us and to us and through us, so we can be effective. Oh, glory be to God. We're in the second quarter, you all. We're in the second quarter of the new year. Yes, there's four quarters, but we're in the second one. And this is what's on my spirit tonight, that we have altar access. We have been given access. And in this access, God wants to adjust us. He wants to adapt us. My God, he wants to amend us. Hallelujah. Oh, will you tell him yes? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The song says, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely yes. My soul says yes. Hallelujah. If there's anybody on the call, on the line tonight, I want to invite you to call in. If you have any words you want to encourage or you want to give God some glory, you're welcome to press 1. You're welcome to give your shout out to the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us access to come to the throne boldly to ask for help in time of need. And if not, it's okay. I will go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, hallelujah.
Minister,
you are a prayer answering God. You are a prayer answering God. And God, when we pray, yes, ma'am, when we pray, God, we pray seeking your face. We pray seeking your heart, and we pray seeking your mind. So in that, Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. When he went to Golgotha, he prayed even 3 times. And Lord, with no response, God, he knew that it was time, my God, to go and walk the mile or the way to the cross, my God, from glory, where he was going to know that the work that you called him to do, it was going to be finished right there. God, so we can assume how you want us to move and deal with situations and circumstances in our lives because we've learned how to navigate and do things in our lives because of things we've dealt with just being human. But God, when we go to prayer, it takes it to a whole other level because you begin to deal with us where we're resistant, where we're stubborn, where we've been rebellious in our nature and unyielding and unsubmitting. So, God, in that prayer, in those places, we're asking that you come in, Lord God, and pour in oil and wine and minister to us, God. Our hearts will truly say yes to your will and not to our own, that you will be glorified, oh, God, in mending fences and mending relationships in our relationship with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we have a call on the line. Amen. Sister Terry, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, we got to praise him, my beautiful sister.
I'm over here, you know what, you asked the question. I'm glory to God because of what you delivered tonight. He used you to deliver us to all of us because you asked, do anybody need it? Yes, I need it. But I love what we all have to let. Give others the benefit of the doubt. And you broke this down, alter access. We have to pray because sometimes, like you said, we don't have that forgiveness in our heart. We have to pray to him because, ooh, we have to examine ourselves, our own hearts, to see that we are in right standing, not with ourselves, but with him. This has been awesome. I tell you, I love the first Thursday of Woman Speak Down. I love every Thursday, but I love the way you bring that word. I love you, my beautiful sister. You keep letting the Lord use you in sharing this word. Amen. Because I tell you, I take so many nuggets from you. God bless you. I love you, and you keep doing it. God bless you, sister.
Amen. Love you. God bless you.
Love you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. Awesome word. You guys have an awesome evening. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In whose name? In Jesus' name. God bless you guys.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And know it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Thing it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture.
Focus your